What's this? 3 o'clock? But it was just 12. I don't understand. What time is it? What day is it? Oh! What are you? Another spirit? No! This can't be! Wait. A spirit. Yes. There were to be 3. You're the ghost of Christmas yet to come. Am I right? Speak to me. I pray you. It nods. But there is no head. Not but a shroud. It beckons me to follow. Ghost of the future, I fear you more than any specter I have seen. It points the way, but there is no hand. I must follow. Follow. Here, in a graveyard, the 2 men, they are mourners.
Well, well, I hear the old man got his at last.
Ah, yes, so I'm told.
I don't know much about it either way.
I only know he's dead. Dead? But when did he die?
It was last night, I believe.
Why, what was the matter with him? I thought the old skin flint would never die.
Only God knows.
What, more importantly, has he done with his money?
Well, I haven't heard.
Left it to his company, perhaps.
He hasn't left it to me. That's all I know. It's likely to be a very cheap funeral, for upon my life, I don't know of anybody to go to it. Hey, suppose we make up a party and volunteer.
No, not me. Not unless lunch is served. Where is he to be planted?
Oh, on the other side of the hill, I suppose.
You know, when I come to think of it, I am not at all sure that I wasn't his most particular friend.
You?
Yeah, I spoke to him once.
Cold, isn't it?
Oh, she's a little Christmas time. You're not a stater, I suppose.
Oh, no.
Martha. Martha. The color hurts my eyes. They're better now again. It makes them weak by candlelight. Your father should be home soon, I hope. But I think he has walked a little slower than he used these 3 last evenings. I've known him to walk with... I've known him to walk with Tiny Tim on his shoulder very fast indeed. He was very light to carry, and his father loved him so that it was no trouble. No trouble. Hello, Robert. I'm glad you're home.
Hello, Father.
Oh, my dear, if I wish you could have gone with me. It would have done your heart good to see how green a place it is. But you'll see it often. I promised him that we would all walk there on a Sunday. My little, little children.
Yeah.
I met Mr. Scrooge's nephew today. He remarked that I looked just a little down. I told him. I am heartily sorry for it, Mr. Cratchit, he said. And heartily sorry for your good wife. I wonder how he moved.
What, dear?
But you're a good wife. Heartily sorry, he said, for your good wife. If I can be of any service to you in any way, he said, pray to come to me. It really seems as if you'd known our tiny Tim and felt with us.
I'm sure he's a good soul.
You would be sure of it, my dear, if you saw and spoke with him. I told him that I was sure that none of us would ever forget our Tiny Tim or forget this first parting that there was among us.
Mm-hmm. ever.
And I know, my dear. When we recollect how patient and how mild he was, although he was a little child, we shall not quarrel easily among ourselves and forget poor Tiny Tim in doing it. Oh, Tiny Tim.
It's the graveyard again. A freshly dug grave. The name, let me see. Tim Peachy. No, Jerry. No. Also new. When is this? The time. Spirit, take me away, please. You beckon. I should be. No, please. Such a bleak place. The name. I know. I can't look. I must. The name. Ebenezer Scrooge, no, Spirit. Oh, no. Hear me, Spirit. I'm not the man I was. I'll not be the man I must have been for our meeting. Why show me this if I'm past all hope? But, Spirit, your nature intercedes for me and pities me. Assure me that I yet may change these shadows you've shown me by an altered life. I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. Oh. I'll not shut out the lessons that you teach. Oh, tell me that I may sponge away the writings on this stone. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. The spirits of all three shall strive within me. Oh, Jacob Marley, heaven and Christmas time be praised for this. I say it upon my knees, oh, Jacob, upon my knees. What? Hello? Where am I? My bed. Can it be? My bed curtains. They're not torn down. They're here. Rings and all. I'm here. The shadow of all the things that would have been are dispelled. Oh, yes, they will be. I know they will. Oh, I don't know what to do. Why, I'm as light as a feather, as happy as an angel. A merry Christmas to everyone. Why, I'm as merry as a schoolboy, as giddy as a drunken man. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, old blanket! A Merry Christmas to everybody! Oh, Happy New Year, pillow! Hello there! Woo-hoo-hoo! Why, there's the door by which the ghost of Jacob Marley entered! Why, Merry Christmas, Jacob Marley! Why, there's the corner where the ghost of Christmas past sat, and the window where I saw the wandering spirit! Yes! I did. It's all right. It's all true. It happened. Oh, I all of it. Why, Mary. What? Wait. Hey. I must know. Hello? Anybody? Merry Christmas. Hello? Are you there? Boy, what's today?
I?
What's today, my fine fellow?
Today? Why, Christmas. Christmas Day! I haven't missed it! Ha! The spirits have done it all in one night. Oh, well, they can do anything they like. Yes, they can. Why, of course they can. Are you there? Oh, wait. I'll be there. Right down.
Hello, my fine fellow.
Hello.
Do you know the posters in the next street but one at the corner?
I should hope I did.
An intelligent boy. A remarkable boy. Do you know whether they've sold the prize turkey that was hanging up there? Not the little prize turkey, the big one.
What, the one as big as me?
Ew, what a delightful boy. It's a pleasure to talk to him, yes, my buck.
It's hanging there now.
Is it? Go and buy it.
What?
No, I'm in earnest. Go and buy it and tell them to bring it here that I may give them directions where to take it. Come back with the man and I'll give you a shilling. Back with him in less than 5 minutes, and I'll give you half a crown.
No, wait. I'll send it to Bob Cratchit. He shan't know who sent it. It's twice the size of Tiny Tim. Oh, lad, could you deliver it for me? 40 Camden Town?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good lad. Here's the address. That's Bob Cratchit. Oh, it's impossible to carry it to Camden Town. You must have a cab. Here. By Jim, that's the fellow who stopped in my office yesterday.
Good morning, sir.
A Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to you, sir. My dear sir, how do you do? I hope you succeeded yesterday. It was very kind of you. A Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Mr. Scrooge?
Yes, that's my name. I fear it may not be pleasant to you. Allow me to ask your pardon. And will you have the goodness? Here.
Lord bless me. My dear Mr. Scrooge, are you serious?
If you please, not a farthing less. A great many back payments are included in it, I assure you. Will you do me that favor?
My dear sir, I don't know what to say to such...
Well, don't say anything, please. Come and see me. Will you come and see me?
I will.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm much obliged to you. I thank you 50 times. Bless you. And now, my dear sir, you must excuse me. I'm long overdue for a dinner engagement at my nephew's.
Christmas, nephew!
Uncle Scrooge, please, come in.
Scrooge hurried to accept the invitation of his nephew, who was so overcome by the miraculous change which had taken place with his uncle that he could scarcely take a mouthful of food for staring at Scrooge's beaming countenance. After passing a pleasant evening, joining in a game of yeses and noes, Scrooge scurried to home in bed, so as to reach his office especially early next morning.
Good. I'm here before Cratchit.
Hello. What do you mean by coming here at this time of day?
I'm very sorry, sir. I am behind my time.
You are? Yes, I think you are. Step this way, sir, if you please.
It's only once a year, sir. It shall not be repeated. I was making rather merry yesterday, sir.
Now, I'll tell you what, my friend. I'm not going to stand for this sort of thing any longer. And therefore, I'm about to raise your salary in a Merry Christmas, Bob. A Merry Christmas, Bob, my good fellow, than any I've given you in a many year. I'll raise your salary and endeavor to assist your struggling family, and we'll discuss your affairs this very afternoon, Bob. Make up the fires and buy another coal scuttle before you dot another I, Bob Cratchit.
Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all, and infinitely more. And to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became as good a man as the good old city knew, nor any other good old city, town, or village in the good old world. Some people laughed to see the alteration in him, But he let them laugh, and little heeded them. For he was wise enough to know that nothing ever happened on this globe for good at which some people did not have their fill of laughter. And knowing that such as these would be blind anyway, he thought it quite as well that they should wrinkle up their eyes in grins as have the malady in less attractive forms. His own heart laughed, and that was quite enough for him. He had no further intercourse with spirits, but lived upon the total abstinence principle ever afterwards. And it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May that be truly said of us, and all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed,
God bless us, everyone.